ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य।
हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर 31। नारद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द प्रचेतास। टेक्स्ट नंबर 12। किम वा योग किं वा योगेन सांख्येन न्यास स्वाध्याययोरपि किं वा श्रेयोभिरन्यैश्च न यत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि। ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रैक्टिसेस that do not ultimately help one realize the supreme personality of Godhead are useless. Be they mystic yoga practices, the analytical study of matter, severe austerity, the acceptance of sannyas, or the study of Vedic literature, all these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement. But unless one understands the supreme personality of Godhead, Hari, all these processes are useless. Purport. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Bhakti vina kevala jnane mukti nahi hai, Bhakti sadhana kare yehi prapta brahmalai. Madhya Lila Chapter 24, Text 109. Impersonalists do not take to devotional service, but take to other practices, such as analytical study of the material elements, the discrimination between matter and spirit, and the mystic yoga system. These are beneficial only in so far as they are complementary to devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore told Sanatan Goswami that without a touch of devotional service, Jnan, Yoga and Sankhya philosophy cannot give one the desired results. The impersonalist wish to merge into the Supreme Brahman. However, merging into the Supreme Brahman also requires a touch of devotional service. The absolute truth is realized in three phases: impersonal Brahman, Paramatma, and the supreme personality of Godhead. All these require a touch of devotional service. Sometimes it is actually seen that these Mayavadis also chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, although their motive is to merge into Brahman effulgence of the Absolute. The yogis also at times take to chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but their purpose is different from that of the Bhaktas. In all the processes, karma, jnana or yoga, bhakti is required. That is the purport of this verse. Om, we are reading a very important section of Srimad Bhagavatam. The instructions by Narad Muni to Sri Prachetas, who are great devotees, which we have already seen. Because in the beginning, before they went, they got the mercy of Lord Shiva. Then they are fortunate, even though their father, Prachani Parishad, was busy in performing yajnas, but still he gave them at least good instruction. That you go and perform some austerities, purify yourself, and then come back to rule the kingdom. So that way they are fortunate. Then they are fortunate to get good instructions from Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva tells them that because we both are dear devotees of Lord Krishna or Vishnu, therefore we both are dear to each other. And then they got mercy directly from the Supreme Lord. And again they are getting mercy from a great advanced devotee of Lord Vishnu, Sri Narad Muni, who himself is a self-realized sage. And Narad Muni is now again telling him telling them the importance of practicing devotional service. And here, Narada is telling, Kimva yogena sankhena nyasa swadhyayayorapi kimva shreyo bhiranyescha na yatratma pradohari. It's like, shrama eva hi kevalam. We may practice many things which are listed here, yogena, sankhena, nyas, swadhyay, and so many other auspicious activities like dan and everything. But if these does not give rise to devotional service in one's heart, or in fact in other ways it is said that even to attain the aim of these things, like if one may be mayavadi, he wants to merge into Krishna, even to attain that perfection, even to attain the perfection of jnana, as it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, bhakti vina kevala jnane mukti nahi hai. Bhakti sadhana kare yehi prapta brahmalai. And even for mayavadis to merge into the Supreme Lord, it requires some touch of devotional service, like they may be chanting sometimes, as we see in the battle of Kurukshetra. Anyone who died on the battle of Kurukshetra at least got mukti. At least they got merged into Krishna. But within that, those who were little favorable, some were thinking, oh, Krishna is so beautiful. Or some were thinking, oh, Krishna is so strong. Or some were thinking, Krishna is such a nice, anything positive. Then they got entrance into spiritual world. So we see, there has to be some touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even to fulfill any aims, any transcendental aims, or any aims in material world. Therefore, we see even a ruler or king on this planet Earth is called a representative of Supreme Lord, because he is duly empowered in that way. He may be a bad person, he may be doing many things wrong, but still, Krishna is playing some role to empower him to rule the world. In this way, if we see in any perfection, any success, the touch of devotional service is very important. And therefore we see that is the real essence of Bhagavad Gita. Actually, some commentators, they criticize Srila Prabhupada as saying that he purposefully gave meaning of all verses as devotional service. But if you observe Bhagavad Gita very neutrally and as it is, take the literal meanings, we can see everywhere actually. Krishna might have given Dhyana Yoga, Karma Yoga, but he immediately says that Mam Anusmara Yuddhacha. You remember me and then fight. Even though you are doing your duty, what is the prime importance? You remember me. Therefore some Acharya says that Krishna therefore first said that you remember me and then fight. Not that you fight and then remember me. Some importance has been given. First, we have to practice remembering Krishna, and then you may be doing your duties, karma. Or after dhyan, Krishna immediately says, Yogina api sarvesham, mad gaten antaratmana, saddhavan bhajate yoma. Every place, 11th chapter, 10th chapter, after Vishwarup, Krishna says that only by devotional service you can understand me. 11th chapter, he again says, bhaktya tananya shakya aham evo vidarjuna. Every place we see in Bhagavad Gita, and in the end what he says, the famous verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Shanam Vraja. So if we see actually neutrally, a devotional service is the essence of all the Vedic scriptures. And that is the final aim. And even if one takes to another ways of knowing Krishna, another way of spiritual aims like merging into Krishna or Paramatma realization, Still, they have to have some tinge of devotional service to perfect in their own fields. That is the importance of devotional service. As Srila Prabhupada is saying, even the Mayavadis we see, sometimes they chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Even Paramatmavadis, Dhyan Yogis, sometimes they also chant the holy names. So even Karmis we see, Krishna is nicely hid. In any karma kanda puja we see before Ganpati worship, after Ganpati puja, there is chanting of holy names. Achyutam, Keshavam, Ram, Narayanam. And then this famous verse is there, Kayena Vacha Mansendriyeva. This verse, if you know, is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11th Canto. Now Yogendra is instructing Maharaj Nimi. Karomi yatyat sakalam parasmai narayaneti samarpayami. So even in karma kanda there is hidden devotional service given. So actually if we see the ultimate aim, ultimate motive is Krishna consciousness. And a man, if he is doing only karma yoga and not engaged in Krishna's service, if he doesn't know, then still he is risky. Because he may never come to the final conclusion. A man may be a devotee of Krishna, but even though he is not doing other things nicely, that is a better position. Because he knows final aim. He knows final aim is to perform devotional service to Krishna, even though at present he may not be doing it properly. On the other hand, some may be doing his duties very perfectly, excellently. What will be the benefit? It is said if you perform your varnashram duties perfectly for 100 lives, you may become Brahmaji. On the other hand, Krishna says, Akamava, Sarvakamava, Moksha Kama Udardi, Tiurena Bhakti Yogena, Yajeta Purusham Param. That even if you have hundreds of material desires, but if you worship me, that is better. Narad Muni also says that in instructing Vyasdev, Tektvasa Dharmam, Chanam Mudam Harer, Bhajana Apakot Pateta Tato Yadi. That somebody takes to spiritual life, pure devotional service, and even though he may fall down because he is not mature, but that is greatest benefit. And somebody may perform his duties perfectly, but he doesn't take a devotional life, what is the use? After birth, he will continue a next life, some ordinary life, maybe animal, maybe human being, maybe demigod. But what about devotees? Krishna says, whoever does good, he is never lost. I personally take care, Krishna is saying. Whoever has performed devotional service, therefore, even in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna first tells Sankhya Yoga. You are not his body, but soul. Then he tells karma kand point of view. And even if you fight, you will, if you live, you will enjoy. If you die, you will go to heaven. But then he says that, what is that famous verse? Text number 40. Sarpa appesi dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya neha bhikama nashosti pratyavayano vidyate. He says, but you might have heard Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga, but even if you perform devotional service little, there is no loss. It is always a gain. And then, after that, he tells immediately that this karma kanda point of view, enjoying the kingdom, or going to heaven, or performing yajna for that, you forget all that. Yadate moha kalilam buddhir vyati tarishati tada gantasi nirvedam shotaveshan shuttashatsa. Whatever you might have heard in Vedic scriptures, that if you do this donation, you will get in the next life, in the rich birth. If you dig a well, you will be never thirsty in the next birth. A soul, a consciousness has to pass. Krishna calls this karma kanda section as a moha kalilam. Moha kalilam means a dense forest of illusion. So this karma kanda section, which is made up of most of the Vedas, Krishna is calling it, when your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion, then you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard. You might have heard so many things, so many wonderful things in material world. One devotee, somebody has got some very wonderful mechanical night lamp or something. And one devotee, he just saw it. He just naturally, yes, it can be used nicely into Krishna's service, maybe. But he just naturally commented, oh, another arrangement of material nature. So anything in this material world, maybe from Sarga to Brahma Lok, we might have heard the wonderful conditions. But Yadate Moha Kalilam, or we might hear the disastrous conditions of hellish planets, or wonderful conditions in the country of America, or also disastrous conditions in the country of America. Or we might hear so many things from the Vedic scriptures. If you do this, you will get rich birth. Immediately you will become successful. Some mantra for conquering somebody else. But one's intelligence has to go beyond this dense forest of delusion. And you have to be fixed. You should not be moved by this flowery language of Vedas. Shuti vi pati prannate. So Krishna first told, by doing your dharma, you will go to heaven. You will get vira gati. Or you will enjoy this kingdom. But Krishna immediately says, forget this. No point in keeping with it. Forget this, go beyond this. And ultimately says, Traigunna Visha Veda, Nishtraigunna Bhavarjana, Nirdvando Nitya Sattvastho, Nir Yogakshemam Atmavan. Actually, if we see, Bhaktya Tananaya Shakya, only by pure devotional service, it is possible to know Krishna fully. We cannot know Krishna fully by any amount of physical experiments that we already know. We see in this material world, people are there. They want to see Krishna. They want to study Krishna. Or they want to study some absolute power. They are trying to experiment on their own strength of their senses. To understand Krishna or understand something beyond, something supreme. Or find, go subtle into the material nature. They want to deep into the atoms and nucleus and things like that. Light and so many things. Or there are other people who want to study something vast. Like universes, they call it multiverse, something, they just name it. But if we see, to study Krishna with our physical senses is impossible. Because we know our senses have inherent defect. That is, they are limited. By our limited senses, we see, we cannot understand much. We can just get a very, 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 very small knowledge. And Krishna is unlimited. Therefore, it is very clear that with our limited senses, Krishna is not to be known, as one of his name is Adokshaj. But then some people, they try to understand Krishna by Swadhyay, studying books, but on their own strength. Or by mental speculation, they try to understand Krishna by their own mind. Oh, let me meditate and let me understand Krishna. Let me see the world and understand Krishna. On their own mind and intelligence, they try to understand Krishna. But if we observe analytically, even our mind and intelligence are limited. As Srila Prabhupada calls it, your tiny intelligence or tiny mind. If we observe, just few days back, I was speaking to some students in one college, and at that time this point came up for discussion. And then we made the point, just try to study this nature. Our mind cannot comprehend which is smallest thing in this world. For example, in mathematics, they define point as one, which has no length and no breadth. That is the definition of point. The ideal point, just we make some point, and the ideal point is, it has no length and no breadth. But can we in our minds also imagine such a point? The moment we imagine some point, we know it has some length and some breadth. It may be very, very small in nature. The length may be in millimeters or milliamstrongs. But the moment we imagine some point, it has some length and some breadth. Our mind fails to think of things which is ideal point. We cannot actually conceive in our mind. If we sit and think, point. Immediately we think some point. Immediately it has some length and breadth. On the other hand, if we try to think of something great, again our mind and intelligence falls short. For example, we quote this number infinity many times. Infinity. Infinity is unlimited. But can we actually imagine the infinity? Try to imagine something infinity in your mind. Infinity. Infinity means we may, to express infinity, we have to express it in some number. Or too big. But too big also we know. Too big means maybe billions of miles. We cannot actually imagine something which is actually unlimited. Our minds cannot think of unlimited. Unlimited means still. And still we always think there has to have some end, some miles, maybe millions, trillions, zillions. So we see our mind also fails to think of the biggest thing and either the smallest thing. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita or other Vedic scriptures, he says, Aniyor Aniyan, Mahato Mahiyan. And I am smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. So when our mind and intelligence fail to even think of something smaller than the smallest or bigger than the biggest, how can we even think of Krishna? Not only that, actually if we see, Srila Prabhupada as he says, in our dreams sometimes we see golden mountains, whatever it may be, our mind has a limited capacity, it cannot think of anything which it doesn't have experience of. For example, we make an open discussion. Can you think of something which you have never experienced in your life? Just try to think for 2 minutes. Just try to think something which you have never experienced in your life. As Srila Prabhupada says, we may think of golden mountain, but still we experience gold and we experience mountain. Or can we think of anything which you have never experienced? Just go through all your memories and all your mind, mental capacities. Try your imaginative capacities. But we can't think of anything which you have never experienced. We may say a lion-like tiger or a cat-like monkey, but still we use something which we experience. We cannot think of something which we have never experienced in this life. So, in a similar way, if we have never experienced of Krishna in this life, up till now, by any amount of mental speculation or imaginative ecstasies, we can never come to the understanding of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna on our own strength. Therefore, this is not possible. Therefore, on our own strength, on our own mind, senses, intelligence, Krishna remains Adnya, Adokshaja, Maya Avajanika Achanyam, Adnya Adokshajam Avyayam. Kunti Maharaj is saying, Adnya, we cannot know Krishna on our own strength, he is covered by a Maya. And then, what is the way to know Krishna? Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, the 7th chapter, which is called, chapter is entitled, Jnan Vijnan Yoga, or in English, Bhakti Srinath Thakur entitles as, Knowledge of the Absolute. He says, Maya Sakta Mana Partha, Yogam Yunjan Madashraya, Asamshayam Samagram Ma, Yatha Gnasashi, Tashro. Krishna is using this verse, I think, he is using in the choicest words to speak this verse. And making all things clear in this one verse. He says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Sakta Mana Partha, Yogam Yunjan Madashraya. Krishna is telling this in the first line, he is telling the process and the end, how to know Krishna. What is the process? Maya Asakta Mana. Yogam Yunjan Madashraya. By practicing yoga in full consciousness of me. That is the important condition. What is the important condition? You have to practice yoga in full consciousness of Krishna. And yogam yunjan mad ashraya. Mad ashraya. It is said in consciousness. And it says with mind attached to me. Mana asakta. So these are the conditions required to. Required to what? Required to asamshayam samagram maam. To know Krishna fully. Samagram maam. Krishna is not telling us the process to know Krishna partly or to know Krishna in some imaginary way. Or Krishna is telling us the process to know Krishna fully. Samagram maam and asamshayam, free from doubt. Krishna is telling, if you want to know me fully, free from doubt, again, one is to know fully and still you may have some doubts. But to know Krishna fully, free from all doubts, asamshayam, What is the necessary criteria? Your mind should be completely attached to Krishna and you should be practicing yoga in full consciousness of me. But what is that process? Asamshayam samagram mam, Krishna is telling, yatha jnasyasi tashrunu. This is very important. Tashrunu, to hear from proper authorities. Even in Navida Bhakti, all the nine forms of Bhakti are potent. But we see Srila Prabhupada especially gave stress or importance to Shravanam. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam. Although we have examples that many devotees have perfected their lives by one of these processes, but Srila Prabhupada said, hearing is the first process. Hearing is the basis of our spiritual advancement. And this is the point which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur noted in Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada met for Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur first time in 1922 in Calcutta for some time. And then he met Srila Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur after 11 years in 1933 in Koshi, Vrindavan. That was for half a day. And that is their meeting. First meeting in 22 in Kolkata for 2 hours. And next meeting in Koshi, Vrindavan for half day after 11 years. But we know Srila Prabhupada, when the announcement was made that we have two choices of going to Shesh Shai Vishnu temple or hearing from Bhakti Sanat Thakur speak and he is leaving tomorrow morning. Prabhupada chose to attend a lecture which went for many hours. And Srila Prabhupada, at that time Abhay Charan Babu, was sitting at the back because all the sannyasis and other devotees were sitting in the front. But Srila Bhakti Sanat Thakur noted that. That is Abhay Charan Babu, that is the first meeting. Because first meeting took place in 22, 11 years back. Or we can call it second meeting after 11 years. But when after a month, Srila Prabhupada or Abhay Charan Babu was to be introduced for initiation, Bhakti Sinatra Thakur noted him. Yes, he said, I know, before introduction, before the president of Prayag, Mudd could introduce Abhay Charan Babu, Srila Bhakti Sinatra Thakur noted, yes, I have noted him. He likes to hear. He doesn't go away. So Srila Bhakti Sinatra Thakur noted that point. He also said one point. Because he is hearing nicely, he can speak nicely. So whatever he writes, you print it. Whatever he writes, you print it. Therefore, the important aspect of bhakti or devotional service is hearing. Shravanam. By shravanam, again and again, our material attachments will be loosened. We have lots of material attachment, lots of desires for sinful activities. How can they be gone? Yes, by chanting. Even while chanting, we have to hear. Or by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatir uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthake. By repeated hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, all our sinful things will be gone. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. And what will happen? Bhaktir bhavati naishthake. Devotional service will be established which cannot be shaken. So you should understand the real mercy of spiritual master or real mercy of acharyas is not the most important mercy is vani. Vani seva. Hearing the instructions and following them. Yes, we may lament that Lord Shri Krishna is not there with us today. Yes, it's sad. But still, Lord Krishna is present in the form of Bhagavad Gita. His instructions are there eternally inscribed for the benefit of anyone, those who wants to take it. Krishna has given Bhagavad Gita. It's up to us to read it, study it, understand it and practice it. Lord Chaitanya, although did not write much, but he has given his mercy in the form of Sikshashtakam. Each verse in itself is a concise essay, we can say. What is a concise scripture? Tunadapi suni chena, na dhanam, na dhanam. And then, each verse, if Sikshashtakam whole essence of Vedic scriptures is contained in that. But still, Lord Chaitanya has given his mercy in the form of literatures by Goswamis. That we have to take use of. The Goswamis may not be present, but their literatures are present. And we have to read them. As Srila Prabhupada, he once lamented, "My only complaint is, my disciples don't read my books." That was Srila Prabhupada's complaint. His complaint was not anything else. So my only complaint is, my disciples don't read my books. So even today, Srila Prabhupada may not be present, but his mercy is fully present. His mercy is present in the form of his books. And even sometimes, we may miss the physical presence of our spiritual master. Or we may think, we are new devotees, we don't have such close association with our spiritual master. But what is his real mercy? Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. Yes, we may desire that our spiritual master recognizes us or he has some reciprocations. But real mercy is his instructions coming through his mouth. And that is how even Narad Muni perfected his life. How? He would just go and hear the discussions taking place between the Bhakti Vedantas. And just by regular hearing, just by only hearing from pure devotees, our life can be perfect. On the other hand, we may practice so many other austerities, analytical study, acceptance of sannyas, and so many things, still Krishna will remain illusion. Krishna will be beyond our reaches. But if we practice devotional service, we not only know the impersonal Brahman, which is basically dry. Yes, it is better to be, it's better to be suffering in the material world. Mukti may be better. We may not know only Paramatma, which is a neutral form of Supreme God, just standing and giving us guidance. By hearing, we know the Supreme Personality of God, which is full of emotions and exchanges with his loving devotees, which is beyond the scope of understanding of Mayavadis. Mayavadis cannot understand the personality of Krishna. And understanding the Krishna as a personality is full knowledge of Supreme God. But if we hear from Acharyas, then this knowledge is this revealed. The treasure is opened up to us. We can understand how Krishna has all the characteristics. He is serious, he is anger, he is humor, he has conjugal love, he has parental, all types of emotions are present in the personality of Krishna. He also has humor. Sometimes we know Srila Prabhupada would crack jokes, and that is a part of even spiritual life. Once Srila Prabhupada told, once in Vrindavan, Krishna was teasing the gopis, not gopis, the one old lady. There was one old lady in Vrindavan, and Krishna was teasing her. "You are so ugly, you should better marry a monkey." This old lady, she said, "No, no, no, Krishna, I will do that, do not do that. I will only marry you, I will only marry you." And all the gopis, and all the gopas who were present there, they started laughing and clapping their hands. And Prabhupada says, in this way, by the laughing of gopis and coward boys, Krishna was defeated. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, there is humor in Chaitanya Charitamrit. We see the very wonderful arguments which often takes place between Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Acharya. We can understand them, but their wonderful humor. So spiritual life is full of all variegatedness. And Golok Vrindavan has all the emotions. But all the emotions, they do all good. And this supreme secret cannot be imagined, cannot be understood by physical experimentation, by mental imagination speculations, or intellectual achievements, exercises. But it can be achieved only by devotional service. And these other things are not to be neglected. Sometimes Niyam Agra and Niyam Agra. For practicing devotees, we hear donation or analytical study of matter, severe austerity, study of Vedic literatures, in them themselves they are useless. But Srila Prabhupada, he says, or Sukadeva Goswami is saying, all of these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement. So these are not to be neglected, but at the same time we have to know their role in our spiritual advancement. In this way, if we hear from proper authorities, again and again from Srila Prabhupada's books, it's our duty to read them again and again throughout our life. Only by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, only and only, our life can be perfected. Hare Krishna. Somebody has some comments. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.